Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 10. Daniel chapter 6, 1 to 10. The title is the part 2, Daniel prayer of thanksgiving, part 2. The part 2 of Daniel's prayer of thanksgiving. I'd like to read the scriptures. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 10. It seemed good to Darius to appoint 120 satraps over the kingdom, that they should be in charge of the whole kingdom, and over them three commissioners, over whom Daniel was one, that their straps might be accountable to them, and that the king might not suffer loss. Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and the satraps, because he possessed an extraordinary spirit, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire kingdom. Then the commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a ground of accusations against Daniel in regard to government affairs, but they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption, inasmuch as he was faithful and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him. Then this man said, "We shall not find any ground of accusations against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God." Then these commissioners and the satraps came by agreement to the king and spoke to him as follows: "King Darius, live forever, and all the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefect and the satraps, the high official and the governor have concerted together that the king should establish a statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which may not be revoked." Therefore, the king Darius signed the document, that is, the injunctions. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, in his roof chamber, he had a window open toward Jerusalem, and he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously. This is the word of God. Last time we saw that Daniel was able to serve as a prime minister under Babylon's Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, then under Medes the Darius, and later under Persian Cyrus, solely because he was faithful before God, served the kings with that faithfulness, and performed every task flawlessly with agility, that is, being filled with the Holy Spirit. However, the world did not leave Daniel alone as he sought to fulfill God's redemptive plan, but plotted against him with snares to bring him down. This was manifested in King Darius issuing a decree that anyone praying to any god or man other than himself would be thrown into the lion's den. You can find at Daniel chapter 6, verse 7, that the scripture said, "Anyone who makes the petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den." It was a test, loyalty to God or loyalty to the kings. They knew well Daniel's unwavering loyalty to God, yet Daniel risked his life of defy the king's command. This trial is not unique to Daniel. It is trial that we also come upon us during the final beast time, the last 3.5 years. If we do not worship the beast, if we do not receive the beast mark, we will all put to death. You can find at the Revelation chapter 13. How can we endure such tribulations? How can we preserve our faith? It is to show us that only prayer can do this. So Jesus Christ talked to us in the Luke chapter 21 verse 36. Jesus said, "But keep on the alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." And the Apostle Paul, he talked at the Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, "Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving." So today, we desire to learn Daniel's prayer, the driving force that enabled him to remain detached before all tribulation and death and ultimately triumphs. Amen. What was Daniel's prayer like? The first, it was a prayer prepared for death. You can find that the Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, "Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed." What's meaning? This means he knew he would face the punishment of the lion's den that death await him. Yet even knowing he would die, he faced the wavers not at all. It means he prayed with a mother's faith. Faith must be like that of the prophet Daniel. This is a prayer that serves as an example for us believers, showing that no matter what happens in an atheistic nation or in this world, we must worship and live for God. It is something we can certainly see and follow. Second, he prays as he had done before. This refers to regular prayer. It refers to habitual prayer. It shows prayer had become a way of life for him. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you and I must not commit the sin of ceasing to pray. Samuel spoke to us, the 4 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, "Moreover, as for me, for be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you." And Apostle Paul also stated that he prayed without ceasing for the church and the saints. You can find at the 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3 and Romans chapter 1 verse 9 and Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 too. I like to read the 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3. "I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience that the way my for the fathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayer night and day." So like that, until we enter heaven, we believe the master remain vigilant in prayer. Daniel's prayer of seeking God 3 times a day. This can be called the daily life of believers. The life of believers is a life of daily prayer. A day with prayer is a day of victory, but a day without prayer will end in ruin. Even when facing the threat of death, he did not resort to special method. He did not employ that any secret means, nor did he use any other political tactics. Only toward the temple in Jerusalem, where God dwells, did he pray. Why? Because he believed that God's eyes, God's heart, and God's name rested there. That is why he looked only to God and prayed. Precisely, is it not prayer directed toward the living God? Is God present in each of our daily lives? Third, it says he prayed with the window open. With the window open clearly refers to a visible window, but doesn't this show Daniel's open heart toward Jerusalem and God? Even knowing death was imminent, he did not close the window. He opened it wide as he had done before and prayed. The prophet Daniel could not close the window. He prayed with the window wide open toward his homeland, Jerusalem, just as he had always done. Loudly, everyone could hear Daniel's prayer. Amen. Beloved saints, is the window of my prayer always open toward God? Or is it firmly shut? Ask your conscience. In the last days, each of us will face a time when we must clearly reveal our face before God and Satan. At that time, our face must never waver. Only by being armed with the word can we deny the beast and confess the Lord. The Jesus talked to us. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 to 33. Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heavens. Let's look at this. It was a habitual prayer of three times a day. In this way, the prayer life of a Christian toward God continued just as before, regardless of any change in outward circumstance. The well-known Pastor Torres once said, even the weakest and most unknown believers make the devil tremble when he kneels in prayer. So keep praying. Amen. We must never forget that it is sin for saints to cease or interrupt prayer. If we only hold fast to God the same yesterday, today, and forever, and pray, we will pass through every trials with the Lord who share our sufferings. Amen. The fourth, earnest prayer they pray on their knees. This is prayer with an attitude of offering oneself as a sacrifice to God. Doesn't this show a prayer with all one's strength, all one's devotion, all one's heart, and all one's life? It isn't earnest prayer. He was bound to become food for the lions. Knowing that, would the prophet Daniel pray half-heartedly? No, it was an earnest prayer, a striving, fervent prayer, a passionate and desperate prayer. It is like the words in Luke chapter 22, verse 44. So when our Lord Jesus was in the final battle against Satan, that is in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed even more earnestly, sweating drops of blood falling to the ground. Is this not a prayer showing loyalty and vows to God? It is precisely prayer demonstrating steadfastness and integrity toward God. Amen. And fifth, through continuous prayer to God, he knew he would be arrested and become food for the lion. Yet, he offered a prayer of thanksgiving to God. I'd like to read one more time Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, in his roof chamber, he had a window open toward Jerusalem, and he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously. He faced a life-threatening dangers, yet he did not despair, nor did he honor a coward in fear, nor did he abandon his faith in God, nor did he cease praying. Later, there was a gratitude within that prayer. This is the true life of a saint. Amen. From one point of view, isn't this situation where he could have resented and complained against God as much as he wanted? God, I have lived according to your will all this time. I have lived honestly, I have lived faithfully, but must the end of my life to be become food for lions? Is this all that comes from living honestly without compromising with the world? After praying three times a day without missing once for over 70 years, must I now, because of people's schemes, be thrown into the lion's den and become food for beasts? But he did not complain or listen to God. Instead, Daniel offered a prayer of thanksgiving to him. Lord, thank you. Even though there may be accusation against me, even though death may await me, I thank you that I can pray before you today. Thank you for granting me special wisdom and understanding all these times. Though those who envy and hate me are watching and waiting for me, I thank you that even today you allow me to open the window of faith, the window of prayer toward Jerusalem. Though I am a captive in foreign land, I thank you that until this very moment you have raised me as a governor and a commissioner, use me as an instrument of your glory. Beloved saints, do you truly believe in God without hypocrisy? Do you believe in experiential personal God? Do not believe falsely. Do not pretend to believe when you do not. God see and examine our heart, our very centers. Must we not all go to the heavenly kingdom, to heavens? When you enter the kingdom, there is another book, the book of life, that and we must be recorded. According to the Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, Scripture said, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. My beloved saints, if thanksgiving is missing from our life of faith, it is no different from a dead body. The reason is that the Daniel believes in the living God, the one who is able to save, and therefore he had assurance. Let's look at the Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. He confesses like that, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me inasmuch as I was found innocent before him, and also toward you, O king, I have committed no crimes. It was because Daniel had a firm faith in the resurrection that even if he died, he would live again. He took pride in the law of Israel that forbade worshiping any god other than Lord. Above all, the prophet Daniel was confident of God's victories. He confesses like that. Let's look at the Daniel chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. I like to read. I make a decree that in all the dominion over my kingdom, men are to be feared and tremble before the God of Daniel. Is it like that? Is the King Darius is the founded, and he realized that he is the glorified to the Daniel's God, our God. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Amen. Thus Daniel possessed the secret victory over death, which is why his prayer of thanksgiving flowed forth. Beloved saints, in English, the words think and thank share the same root. In other words, to think and to give thanks come from the same origin. Therefore, the question is, what do you think about? What do you think of first? That is what matters. A person who cannot see God's grace and only looks at today's problems and circumstance can never be thankful. One who waits for people to change or for circumstance to change can never be thankful. However, anyone who sees God's grace rather than today's difficulties and problems and rather than themselves can always be thankful. We too need the habit of giving thanks just like Daniel. Even our Lord Jesus said to have gone to pray according to habit. Thanksgiving must also become a habit. When our actions become a habit, it becomes part of our character. We should cultivate the habit of being thankful even for small things. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful to you, Lord. Only by being able to give thanks for small things can we give thanks for great things. We lack gratitude because we take things for granted. Let's look at Luke chapter 16, verse 10. That Jesus said, "He who is faithful in the very little things is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in very little things is unrighteous also in much." When we give thanks, God grants us condition to be even more thankful. When you give thanks for what we have now, he performs miracles. Amen. When we live with gratitude, God's power is revealed. When we move forward with gratitude, the angels come to our aid. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see Israel facing the coalition of three nations in battle. Yeah, instead of the soldiers marching out singing a war song, the choir advanced praising the Lord. Let's look at the 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21. The end of part, those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting." Like that, those matter. Those who dwell only on what they've lost cannot be thankful. But those who think of what they have gained, the grace they received, are thankful. Do not pray only asking God for things. Give thanks for what you have already received. The Lord saved me. He forgave all our sins. The Lord prayed for me. Even now, count the blessings you have received. A person of God is one who has received more than they have lost. Therefore, we must live giving thanks in all things. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 40, verse 5. There is a really good, very, very important verse. "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonder which thou hast done, and thy thought toward us, there is none to compare with thee. If I would declare and speak of them, there would be too numerous to count." Hallelujah. Getting annoyed and complaining will not change your circumstance or the people around you. Therefore, bless others and give thanks. beloved saints, the prophet Daniel chose death to prevent King Darius from taking God's name, glory, authority, and the throne. He chose the lion's den. But in reality, that path, that praise, was the way to heaven following God's word. Hallelujah. You and I are people who believe and live knowing that God's commandments are eternal right. At the very least, all of God's children living in this world must stake everything on God's word and His commandment. Such a prayer and faith Daniel caused even Darius, the pagan king, to praise God with his own mouth. May we all receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and become those who give thanks in all things, the happy ones, the victorious ones. Please remember this. Psalm chapter 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and rescue them. Amen. There is no thanksgiving in the devil's world. Therefore, those who live with the thanksgiving are Christians. Those who live with the thanksgiving are precisely those who glorify God. Amen. I'd like to give you another one. The last one, Psalm chapter 50, verse 23. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, who strives to give us eternal life even today, we thank you for revealing to us through Daniel's prayer of thanksgiving what we must do daily on this earth until we enter your kingdoms. We thank you for helping us realize once more through today's word that only those who pray with vigilance will triumph. We believe that whenever we praise, you draw near to us. When we pray with perseverance, you share in all our afflictions. Whenever we pray, you hear our prayers and lead us to the harbor of our desire. You have made us realize that in the last days there will come a time when we cannot pray. Therefore, let our prayer life never be in truth, but always living in the Father's grace, His word, and in thanksgivings. Help us to be awake daily for prayer, to pray in the Spirit, and to keep our prayers unceasing for the church and the fellow believers. May all the members of the Love First Church be those who proclaim the Father's final word. In the time of the final beast, may we always strive in prayer with our lips and heart, remain watchful with thanksgiving in prayer, and ultimately have the perseverance of believers who overcome and triumph in the days of the beast. We earnestly pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.